Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth podcast. I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
And I'm Anish Gupta.
And it was a quiet week in football this past week, but we've been yet to talk about, you know, some certain things that have gone on in the NFL, like the J.J. Watt signing. So that's the first thing we're going to get to in this episode. Also, the next thing in the episode, we've got a really cool game planned. Something unique. I don't think that, and if I haven't seen this anywhere, so we want to bring it to you. We'll explain it later down the line, but just to hop right into it. What do you guys think of the J.J. Watt signing, both on his side, on the Cardinals' side? Will it make him contenders? Just all the questions surrounding that signing from last week. Shrikar, since you're now back on, I want you to start. What do you think of the J.J. Watt signing?
Well, to answer your question, if the Cardinals are contenders, they could be, but I think they're still in this spot where you got to prove it first. Because let's think back to midseason. Remember that contenders versus pretenders video we did? I labeled them pretenders. I said that, you know, Kyler Murray, this team was still in a phase where, you know, you got to prove that you're actual contenders. You still need to win another big game. And look, I'm not saying that the Watt signing was a bad move. Like, this is going to make Arizona a much better team because you're getting back Chandler Jones. You've already got Watt, Jones, Buda Baker, Isaiah Simmons on that defense if he develops properly. And then he got on offense, Murray, Hopkins. We knew that offense was dangerous already. But, you know, having said that, team, it looked like a playoff team for probably the first two thirds of the season. But then of course, down the stretch, they faltered and they missed the postseason. And I think in that stretch, you know, they proved that they are a young team. They got a young quarterback, young head coach. They got enough holes that, you know, every single game we saw something different from Arizona in terms of performance. So I think JJ is definitely going to help with some of that. He offers that defensive line help they needed. In my mock draft, I think it was Azeez Ojulari to Arizona. And now I think you can go for O-line, maybe a corner with Patrick Peterson leaving. And I think he's a good veteran presence. And this is a young roster again. So having that veteran presence on the D-line is great. But still, you're in a loaded division. The NFC West is still arguably the best division in the NFL. They're right up there with the AFC North because the Niners are getting healthy. The Rams just got Matthew Stafford. The Hawks, they still have Russell Wilson. I mean, for now, at least. So that's just going to make it a big uphill climb for Arizona. So to say that they'll be in the Super Bowl, it's a stretch for me. But one thing's for sure is that J.J. Watt, it gets them much closer to that level than they were previously. So I like the move. It may be a little bit too much money for J.J. Watt, but I think it had to be done. But in terms of contending, I don't think the Cardinals are contenders quite yet.
So as a Browns fan reacting to it, you know, I hear the news. It was so random. I just got it. I think Jack said Rapoport might have tweeted. I don't know. Someone told me that. And I was like, what the hell? Like, Arizona, nothing. There was no links. I saw no links to Arizona, despite all the, you know, there was like, oh, his bike account, you know, or something like that was linked to different locations. I mean, there was everything you could think of. And I had never heard Arizona once mentioned. And then obviously J.J. Watt goes to Instagram and Twitter, says source me. So obviously a lot of contenders, or at least playoff contenders last year, pretty bummed. Buffalo, Green Bay, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, even. I mean, they all missed out. But for Arizona, I think the initial reaction to think of is, why did he choose Arizona? Why? What was there? And obviously he said, okay, I believe in Kyler Murray. I believe in what they have going on. And, you know, I wasn't, like, to kind of quote what Shrikar said, to go even further back, I said that this team was a year away coming in, but I did say a lot of parallels were to the 2019 Browns, except I thought they would do a little bit better because, you know, I thought Kingsbury was better than Freddie Kitchens, and I thought Kyler Murray had more potential than Baker after seeing what Baker did in 2019. And I had them going 8-8, and that's what they were. And I think they're going to get better. Like I said, they were a year away in early 2020, and I think this is the year where they can take a bigger jump. But to say they're Super Bowl contenders, now, Shrikar, that doesn't mean they have to make the Super Bowl, but to say they're even in that bubble, I don't think so yet.
Yep,
I need to see it first. And I think Kingsbury, he messed up last year because, you know, they were surpassing my expectations. And then, like I said, right, like Shrikar said too, when the game starts to slow down, can you win those big games down the stretch? I mean, week 16, at home against San Francisco, I mean, you choked that game. Week 17 against LA, I know you didn't have Kyler for most of the game, but just those games down the stretch that you really choked and couldn't make the playoffs and couldn't do really anything, even though you had some big wins early in the year, especially that one against Seattle in overtime. So I think with the Cardinals, the question is how much better did they get? And J.J. Watt obviously is still a great pass rusher. I think he's very elite. You know, just he's only 2 years removed from a 16 sack season. And for first team all pro, I think he had 7 forced fumbles that year too. But here's the thing. I think Shannon Sharp put it best when he said that J.J. Watt isn't going to – he shouldn't be asked to play 60 snaps a game or, you know, whatever number, 100% of the snaps. If he can play at an elite level for about maybe 30, 40, you know, you don't have to get him on the field 100% of the time. And I think to be opposite Chandler Jones, who's also coming back from a season-ending injury that he suffered early in the year, these are two guys that are still, you know, they're veterans and they're trying to basically get their feet wet, you know, probably the first 2 weeks of the year. So, but when they do come alive, you know, no matter how old they are, I think it is going to be a very good duo. And obviously, you know, we're seeing it. You want to win the lines of scrimmage in the NFL. Now the Cardinals need to work on the offensive line, but at least this gives them help on the defensive side. And I think Kingsbury is holding them back, but you know, this signing shows that, hey, the Cardinals are trying to, you know, they're starting to throw themselves a championship window, or at least have one presentable. So, you know, there are some teams that are fading out of it. There are some teams that are coming into it. And I believe the Cardinals are one of those teams. Now, like you said, Shrikar, the NFC West is pretty loaded. But can they compete with the Niners team? 100%. Can they compete with the Hawks team? 100%. And can they compete with LA? I think so. Now, obviously, I'm a little bit biased to the Rams. I think they just have a lot better going. I also really like Sean McVay versus Kingsbury. But again, this team is putting themselves out there, and I think J.J. Watt was the first step. Now, Jack can get into more details of what this kind of means, but obviously the contract was 2 years, 31 mil. So they really put it out there. You know, they really said, okay, we're investing in you. So this is a two-year investment, and I think they will make the playoffs next year. I think, you know, who wouldn't? I mean, a 17 playoff. I think it's going to be a 17-game season next year. So, you know, maybe 10-7. Right. Yeah. 10-7, probably I could expect, but you know, it's going to be really interesting to see, but I think this definitely was a great move that, you know, I mean, who wouldn't love to get a really good leader in the locker room and a really great defensive presence, but does this really elevate them to where, you know, people are throwing them out? No, I think they're playoff contender, right? You know, maybe a wild card team. I don't see them winning the division next year, but can they prove, you know, can Kyler Murray take that elite jump again? And you know, take this team further, he could. But I think in regards to J.J. Watt, great signing, you know, only makes them better, but it just doesn't get them to that Super Bowl contender title.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously you guys focused on what this means for the Cardinals, but I want to kind of go back to what this means for J.J. Watt. All the reports were he wanted to play for a Super Bowl contending team, like it's almost a Super Bowl favorite. I don't know why he picked Arizona then. I really don't see Arizona winning a Super Bowl in his 2 years. Like I will go on the record and say right now, they won't win a Super Bowl this year or the next year. Like I don't believe it.
He jinxed it.
You know what? Cardinals fans better be happy then, but I just don't see it. I personally don't really know what to expect from Kyler Murray right now. Like I think he could end up being one of those quarterbacks that's great, but just like doesn't get it done. I just don't, for some reason, I can't really tell you it. I just don't see him winning big games, like winning playoff games and winning the Super Bowl. I just don't see it.
Just quick. So you don't think Kyler Murray can win your team a Super Bowl?
I think he can. Just don't think he will. Like I don't know what it is. It's just, that's what I'm seeing. And I can't really explain it, but that's what I'm seeing. And even then, even if he ends up proving me wrong and does it, I don't think it'll be in these 2 years. Like, I don't think it'll be when J.J. Watt is on the Cardinals on this contract, which is why I was just really confused why he picked them in free agency. Like, he could have gone to the Packers. He could have gone to the Browns, like the Bills. Those are all much safer options for if you want to go to a Super Bowl favorite or a Super Bowl contender. And, you know, I don't think it was a money decision because I just feel like, I mean, J.J. Watt doesn't need to make a money decision. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, why he picked Arizona if he wanted to win a Super Bowl. It was obvious the other teams were offering. The Browns offered, I'm sure the same amount of money, if not even more.
There was a little bit more, actually.
And yeah, so
they,
like,
offered more.
You know what? I just don't know really what he's seeing in Arizona, and I personally just don't see them winning a Super Bowl in this year or the year after that. Anisha, I was with you last year where I said they were 1 year away from making the playoffs. And once you make the playoffs, then it's like a whole different thing. Then you're a year away from winning a playoff game. And then you're a year away from getting to, you know, the championship game or the Super Bowl. And then if it all works out, you're a year away from winning the Super Bowl. Like, this team is good. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great pieces on it, but it's not a Super Bowl team. I mean, look at the last two Super Bowl winners. They had those big pieces, but they also had very solid options at, you know, all the other positions. And I just don't think the Cardinals have that. Yes, they have, you know, Kyler on offense with DeAndre Hopkins and then all the star pieces on defense, but they don't have those guys to fill in the cracks like the Bucs did or the Chiefs did these last 2 years. They don't have a great offensive line whatsoever. DJ Humphries is pretty good. But other than that, I mean, you maybe hope Josh Jones can become another tackle, but he doesn't have a whole ton of potential. He was just kind of a safer option. The interior line isn't great. You don't have a tight end. And on defense, other than Chandler Jones and J.J. Watt on that D-line, there's no one that stands out. We hope Isaiah Simmons can – or I guess Hassan Reddick rushing, but we don't even know if he's going to be back. At corner, Byron Murphy is really their only guy there. Buda Baker at safety. We don't know about Isaiah Simmons yet. Like, he could be a star, but he could be a big bust. Like, I just don't think they're very well-rounded. I don't think they're, like, solid enough at the other levels. When it's, you know, peak versus peak, they match up with everyone else. But when it's just kind of like the solid levels, like just the other levels, I just don't think they compare to a lot of the other teams in the league that are vying for that Super Bowl spot that J.J. Watt could have chosen. So, obviously, it's a great signing.
I will say one thing, though.
Yeah.
To favor the Cardinals here. There are teams that make that jump and surpass what you're saying. So what you're saying is kind of the steady up incline. You know, okay, win a playoff game, maybe win, go on a deep playoff run, and then win the Super Bowl. Usually that doesn't really happen. I haven't seen that in the last few years. Usually teams make a big jump and ascend and put themselves in that Super Bowl bubble.
The Niners did in 1 year.
Because they signed a D-tackle? They signed like a 3-4 end?
No, but that's what I'm saying. J.J. Watt probably thought to himself, Arizona has the potential to make that jump. I'm saying that you asked why he chose Arizona. Personally, I think Cleveland was a better option, but he's what he's thinking to himself. Remember, people asked him and he said, I believe in Kyler Murray. So what I'm saying is I think he sees maybe a San Francisco type jump or, you know, for example, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes in 1 year moved up like two levels. I mean, there are things like this, right? Baltimore. I mean, we've seen it. Buffalo.
But J.J. Watt's not a quarterback.
No, he isn't. But he believes in this. No, I'm saying you're asking me why did he choose Arizona?
Yeah.
Why not Cleveland? Why not Buffalo? I'm saying he thinks that they can make.
He's
that
banking on potential. And if I was him, I'd also go with the Browns.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm trying to give you an answer as to why he chose it.
Yeah. No, and that's the only answer. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I just personally, I do not believe that Arizona will win a Super Bowl with J.J. Watt. And so then I just think there were better options. You know, maybe you understand that he believes in them, but I mean, you don't believe in Buffalo. You don't believe in Josh Allen getting further in the playoffs, or you don't believe in.
But what I'm saying, in 2 years ago, in 2019, would you have thought the Bills could have made the Super Bowl? No, you wouldn't.
No, but here's the thing.
It was that jump.
Yes, but that was Josh Allen's jump from last year to this year was just about as big a jump as you could have. Kyler Murray doesn't have that much farther to jump. Like, I don't see him jumping to, like,
I would say he had that jump first half of the year. Like, he increased his total touchdowns by 40%. Like, that's a lot. I mean,
was that going to win them Super Bowl? Like, even then, they didn't look like a Super Bowl team, and that was Kyler Murray performing at almost, you know, full capacity, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't see
the Cardinals. No, the Cardinals just still aren't a complete team yet.
Yeah,
they still got holes.
I agree with that, but you're right. It does come down to Kyler Murray, but. Can they make so you don't see them at all making a type of jump that, you know, I'm not going to compare them to Buffalo because I think Buffalo had Josh Allen always has some, like he had something that I saw. I don't see it in Kyler Murray that I did in Josh Allen. He didn't have, you know, the winner's intangibles that I saw in Allen, you know, other guys too, like Patrick Mahomes, you know, Kyler Murray's not going to be a Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. But I think what J.J. Watt is seeing something that we're not, and I'm very like, you know, I feel like over time we'll start to see it.
Yeah.
But what, like, you know, like you said, Jack, I'm also curious too, why did he choose a team that, you know, it kind of flew under the radar towards the end of the year, right? You know, not many people were talking about him. You know, usually a team on the brighter spotlight, if the Cowboys went 8-6 and lost two games to miss the playoffs, that would have been that literally happened 2 years ago. And that was on every news network. I mean, it was everywhere. If this, you know, this isn't a big market team. So, you know, I'm still curious, what is he seeing? And I feel like the time will tell. Maybe he had a meeting with Kingsbury. I mean, maybe he had someone, maybe DeAndre Hopkins gave him some type of, you know, maybe they met up or he called him and said, hey, this is what's going on. We have something that, you know, most teams don't. So there's something behind the scenes that we're not looking at. And I feel like the NFL world will find that out in a few months.
Unless they're wrong. I mean, like, just like we make takes that are, you know, most often 50% right and 50% wrong. DeAndre Hopkins, like, he might not be right about what's going on in Arizona too. Like, what? It's really tough to see. And I hope we do find out. I like the Cardinals. And, you know, if I had to pick a team to kind of root for in the NFC West, you know, they'd be up there. But you know what? I just don't see them coming out of that division like for the next 2 years. Like, I think they can make the playoffs, but just getting beaten down in that division with their team that's still young and that still has a lot of holes to fill, I just don't see them getting through the entire playoffs and winning a Super Bowl in these next 2 years. I think it's a great signing for the Cardinals, at least to push them there. Like, it's smart for them. I hope JJ Watt made the right decision with them, and I hope he can win a Super Bowl. But to move on to our next thing, I mentioned a game early in the episode, and it's surrounding the QB carousel, which, you know, has been talked about for a while because we're just waiting for that one quarterback move that's going to just set off all the dominoes this entire offseason. Think about all the quarterbacks we got. Dak Prescott, possibly Deshaun Watson, Drew Lock, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, like Alex, like there's just so many different quarterbacks that could move, so many teams that need a quarterback. So we decided we were going to do a game where we're going to go around we're going to go Shrikar, Anish, then Mead back to Shrikar, and we're going to propose a move, and the move is going to happen. So Shrikar is going to start off. He's going to pick one move, one quarterback, one team. And that's going to happen. We're going to pick that. And it's like that happened in the offseason. And then it'll be Anisha's turn and he'll go. And we're just going to go kind of just under pressure a little bit.
Basically a simulation of the 2021 offseason.
A simulation.
And it's all on the fly.
We haven't talked to each other about this at all. But Shrikar, I think we've explained enough. Shrikar, why don't you go first signing or trade or draft pick or re-signing or anything. Start us off. Be the first domino to fall.
All right. So talk of the town has been Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. Let's start off with Deshaun Watson's current team. The Houston Texans draft Zach Wilson. They start off with a fresh face, and they got their franchise QB. And I'm trying to indicate something. I'm seeing if one of you will catch on to it. So I'm going to pass it off.
Must have been in a trade.
Mm-hmm. So who's next, Anish?
Well, I mean, okay. So I'm still confused how they get Zach Wilson. Unless they have to trade Deshaun Watson, because Zach Wilson's going to go in the top five. So
yeah, Shrikar, you messed this up from the start.
What?
I mean, if they draft Zach Wilson, there had to be a domino before that. You got to be the first domino.
Oh my God! All right, the Texans trade Deshaun Watson to the New York Jets. There we go.
What are they trading him for?
I'll say, let's go with 3 firsts. 2 seconds and 3/3. Let's go with that for now. I'm not going to include a player. I'm just going to go all picks.
Okay. So you're saying Zach Wilson is a Texan and Deshaun Watson is a Jet.
There you go. Sir. That
works
out.
My first instinct. Very okay. That works.
Maybe we
out.
Should have Let's talked see. About the game just a little bit more.
Yeah. My bad.
So with two quarterbacks gone, there's always eight teams, you know. There's always 6 to 8 teams that need a quarterback. So now with Deshaun Watson gone, I'm going to throw this one out. I really want to see this happen. And, you know, I've got a couple of guys that are Bears fans, and I really want to see them have this. And I've been saying it for so long that the Bears are desperate for one. So how about this? I'm going to say that Russell Wilson is going to be a Chicago Bear. And here's how they do it. It's going to be via trade, obviously, but Chicago is going to give the house. And I'm talking Khalil Mack, okay, 2 first-round picks, a second, and Anthony Miller. That is the trade for Russell Wilson.
Wow. Okay. So now, I mean, so.
Wait, tell me real quick, who is Russell Wilson going to be throwing to? Because A-Rob's gone.
You don't know
No,
that.
He's not. Nope. No, he's not. Not yet.
I mean, I think he's going to leave, but.
He wouldn't leave with Russell Wilson.
Outside of A-Rob, you got Darnell Mooney, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but
Cole
he wouldn't leave
they're like
with
18 million tight ends on the roster.
Yeah. I think they've eliminated some, but yeah, they still have like 6. On
they got like 10 or something. I don't know.
Tariq Cohen still there. Like, he'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I think Allen Robinson would return if Russell Wilson was there.
Yeah, if you get this would be his best quarterback since high school. Keep that in mind. He hasn't had anybody in the NFL or in college. So I believe he went to Penn State, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah.
So he didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm. That leaves me with a tough situation actually, because I mean I can't I'm not going to leave the Seahawks void for one of you guys to fill out. Oh. That's tough. I think then that if that happens, I think the Seahawks will draft I think they would draft Kyle Trask, honestly, like knowing okay. where the Bears pick they're going to get. I think he's the only one there. Like I could maybe see a trade up, but I just don't think that Seattle is going to move up that high to get one of those. It doesn't seem like a Seattle type move. And I think Mac Jones and all the guys above him will go before then. So Kyle Trask is kind of the only option. And Seattle is known for reaching in drafts all the time to just get their guys. And so in this one, I'm going to bank on the fact that they like him. They have a huge
20th pick, Kyle Trask.
Yeah. 20th pick, Kyle Trask, glaring need. And, you know, it just seems like a Seattle type move. If they have him high on the board, I'm just banking on that. Anish, you left me with a pretty terrible situation. That's not what I was expecting at all.
I threw it through curveball.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm allowed to just switch teams completely, right? Like it doesn't have to pertain to the Seahawks. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to the New England Patriots because I've been kind of questioning this for a while now. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to make that splash move for a quarterback. Not one that we expect. So I'm going to say the New England Patriots take a gamble and trade for Marcus Mariota here. And we are going to see Mariota in a Bill Belichick offense. And honestly, I would love to see this happen. Of course, the Cam Newton experiment didn't work, and they're still going in this mobile dynamic direction. But I think Marcus Mariota would be a better fit there. We saw some flashes in that one game. Was it against the Chargers? I think I'm pretty confident in this. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'd love to see this happen. Marcus Mariota to the New England Patriots.
If you put a list of quarterback moves on a piece of paper,
you would not expect
it. That's
the
last one I would have expected. Because I think they should give Cam Newton one more chance. I mean, again, that could be the bias talking, but you know, I mean, hey, I thought you were going to say like Mac Jones or something. So, okay, with the Patriots kind of filled, I think what the Falcons do is I think, well, obviously, so let's take care of the Jags. I kind of took this as the Jags are going to draft Trevor Lawrence. At four, I want this to happen. I want Justin Fields to be a Falcon. So I think Justin Fields will get drafted at four. Is that my move? I think at four, I think the Falcons are going to take Justin Fields. I really want to see that happen again. I want him to redshirt for a year and really develop under a guy like Matt Ryan and Arthur Smith. So that is my move, and I really want it to happen.
Now, you see, I think I would have let that happen, except for the fact that you didn't account for what's happening at pick three. So I don't think Justin Fields would be there. I'm going to have actually the Carolina Panthers trade up to take Justin Fields.
So my move just gets voided?
Your move gets wiped out because you didn't think about it that way. I think the Panthers trade up to pick three, and I think they take Justin Fields. I contemplated letting that play out with the chance that they can land Trey Lance, but I just don't think they'd feel safe enough, you know, waiting at pick nine to draft pick eight. To draft a quarterback. So I have him trading up. They take the best one on the board in my eyes with his Justin Fields. I think he's better than Trey Lance. And so I think they get their guy. Anish, we'll let it go back to you.
What do they give for it?
Yep. What do they give for it? So they're trading with the Dolphins. I think it's just going to be picks. Like I think that they give their first round pick this year, a second this year, and maybe a third or a second next year.
Okay.
So Anish, we'll let it go back to you. You can have the Falcons draft someone now. I'm sorry I had to do that to you.
Oh man. Well, I mean, okay, with Fields gone, I don't think the Falcons will take a chance on Lance or any of these. So I think they're gonna stick. Oh man, that's tough. Okay. So I think the Falcons will stick with Matt Ryan, at least in this scenario. Now, since the Patriots are taken, I'll throw this one out. How about this? With the Raiders and Derek Carr. Now they're trading their offensive line, they're letting go of their offensive line. I'm still kind of questioning on some of the moves that they're making, but how about this one? Derek Carr to Washington Football Team. And I think what they would have to give up. Yeah. It's a really off one because I was thrown in the fire. I was like, okay, Fields is going to be a Falcon.
I honestly thought you were going to,
I'm happy.
No. Yeah.
I thought you were going to take Teddy Bridgewater and send him to Washington or something like that.
Oh,
that's,
no, I wouldn't
that's
do
the
that
move
to
I
Washington
thought about
football team. I wouldn't do that to them. I think I'm happy with Fields as a Panther. I'm happy with that because, again, you know, I want to see him succeed. So with that being said, Derek Carr to the Washington Football Team, and I think the Washington Football Team would give up a first, a second, and now I have to think about the player. I would probably say Steven or Cam Sims, one of their receivers. I think maybe the Raiders could use that. Or actually, how about I throw this one out? They give up Daron Payne, a first, and 2 seconds. How about that?
That might be a little too much, to be honest, for Derek Carr. I'm not sure he's
I don't know.
That.
I think, you know, you hey. Always reach for QBs. So I
that's
think,
true.
I think it could be a
and
big
Carr
splash.
Is better than people think. I mean, I've always been pretty high on Derek Carr, so I appreciate that move. All right, let's see. Let's go to the Cowboys. Let's go to the Dak Prescott situation.
There we go.
Okay, look, let's cut straight to the chase. This dude wants Mahomes money. That's not happening, man. He just hasn't done enough for me to warrant that. So I think the Cowboys are going to tag him. Unfortunately, I mean, it's a bad situation for Dak Prescott here, but I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to say the Cowboys tag Dak Prescott, and he's going to be their week one starter for another year.
Oh, so Sugar, wow. let me get this straight. So in your eyes, the Texans traded Deshaun Watson to the Jets, right?
Yes.
So Sam Darnold didn't go anywhere.
Oh no.
He wasn't involved in that Texans trade?
No, I don't think he was. Thank you.
So
I don't think he was.
Now we just got to think about the teams. Think about the teams that we've covered so far and the quarterbacks. Teams that we got: the Jaguars, the Jets have got their guy, the Texans have got their guy. The Falcons have their guy. The Panthers have their guy.
Well, the Falcons have no one yet. I mean, they have Matt Ryan.
We've kind of just decided that. The Patriots found what they wanted. And now the Raiders are sitting here without a quarterback. I'm going to leave that to one of you because I think that the New Orleans Saints now, I think they see something there. They see Sam Darnold sitting there on a team that already has Deshaun Watson. I think they throw over a third or fourth round pick. It's a cheap option for them. I think that they'll also re-sign Jameis Winston. So that then they've got, you know, the battle of the two turnover prone quarterbacks to see who's their starter, but one of them will win out. So I think they both sign Jameis Winston and trade over a pick for Sam Darnold. They have a quarterback competition going into the year to see who their starter is.
So basically, just keep a note, guys. Jack really wants this to happen because the Saints have a loaded roster at this time, exactly. And this would be the best chance for Sam Darnold to revitalize his career. But hey, it's a QB carousel, so this can be our own scenarios. So hey, I'll let him have it. But like I said, I mean, or actually, we could roll the clip of Jack saying the Jets won't win two games.
I'm not putting that in there. But also, see, I don't know how realistic your guys' two moves are because the Raiders just traded both of their quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't think Mariota would go, but I think, I mean, the Raiders. Wait,
I think.
We haven't gotten the Raiders' quarterback situation.
No, because you. Which one of you traded away Mariota, and then the next person still traded away Derek Carr? Like that wouldn't happen.
Oh,
I traded Mariota first.
I think the Raiders. Can you do? I mean, I don't know if a tag and trade is possible because I might just steal Shrikar's move and do a tag and trade with Dak Prescott to Las Vegas. And here's how it's going to work: Dak Prescott is going to be a Raider. And it's going to be, now I have to think about this, but I would say two firsts and a second, and then let me throw a player out. I would say, I got to think. How about Trayvon Mullen? So Trayvon Mullen, two firsts and a second, and you get Dak Prescott on the franchise.
Okay, interesting. Is my move?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep things in the NFC East then. The Eagles, man. What are they going to do? There's been some talks about them wanting to spark up a QB battle with Jalen Hurts, maybe someone in the draft. Listen, I'll preface this by saying I do not want this to happen. Like, I really don't. At number six, the Eagles take Trey Lance. I do not want to see this happen.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I do not want to see this happen, but the Eagles are so dumb that I think they will do this, and they will not help out Jalen Hurts. They didn't do it for Wentz. I don't see anything changing with Hurts. And as long as Howie Roseman is in charge, I just don't see anything changing. So the Eagles take Trey Lance in probably one of the more controversial picks of the first round and of the whole draft, in fact. So yeah, Trey Lance versus Jalen Hurts for that QB1 spot.
You really just stole my move. I was going to have Trey Lance actually go to the Cowboys because you traded away Dak Prescott.
No, I was going to say the exact same thing, but how about this? Jack, what you can do, I was thinking this too. What if they trade up to five and steal Shrikar's move?
Nah, that doesn't seem like
I'm just stealing my moves left and right, bro.
To try and do that, but
no, because what I'm going to have them do is select all American quarterback Mac Jones. Like, doesn't that just seem like a perfect fit?
Dude, I was thinking that, but Mac Jones, really? In the bright lights of Dallas, America's team? I don't know. I mean, he's been in Alabama, but can he?
For some reason, he just feels like America's quarterback. Like, I don't know. It's just, I think they're gonna make that move because think about what Mac Jones has succeeded with. He succeeded with teams that have great weapons on the outside, and they get separation, they get open. And now he's going to throw to Michael Gallup, CD Lamb, and Amari Cooper. Like, I don't know. It seems like a perfect fit to me. They don't have to move up. And now I'll think about it. They have a bunch of picks in the next coming years that they don't have to focus on a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It seems like a good enough move to me. I do believe Mac Jones will be overdrafted. I think that him and Trey Lance will both go in the top 10.
I think Mac Jones will go in the top 15.
Top 13, top 12. I think he'll go there. Because one of these teams is going to be needy and need to take him. And in this scenario, it was the Dallas Cowboys. So I think, you know, I'm not sure what other moves can be made. Anish, it's up to you, but that's the move I got.
So there's one team, and it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, God.
Now, what do they do, right? So I've heard that the Patriots are interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'll actually leave it to Shrikar. I'm going to say that the Patriots have their own QB controversy, and I'm going to throw out – and that's going to be with three QBs. Or how about this?
No, Cam Newton's a free agent.
Yeah, so how about this? Yeah. They let Cam walk. They have Mariota. And they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's say a third and – you know what? Let's do a third and maybe a J.C. Jackson and a third. Let's try that.
So they're gonna sign and trade J.C. Yeah. Jackson?
Sign and trade J.C. Jackson. Actually, J.C. Jackson in a second. Sign and trade J.C. Jackson in a second.
Now it's up to you. You guys are coming in with this unrealistic.
J.C. Jackson? Why would the
Patriots trade for two?
Oh, I'd love that, man. Thank you.
I'll give you the Niners benefit, but now you have to decide who's the Niners quarterback.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who I would go with, Mario Trigger.
I mean, I'm trying to think of who's on the table right now.
Think about who's sitting in Carolina.
I don't want Teddy.
Does he not seem like a great fit for the Niners offense?
I don't want Teddy Bridgewater, man. It's just... I mean, he can play that game manager role that Jimmy did.
Alex Smith.
As a starter, in San Francisco.
Bring in both of them.
Bring in both. I'll say this. I'll leave the Teddy Bridgewater up to you guys. I think the Niners are going to bring back Alex Smith, though.
That would be awesome.
I want to see this happen, man. Alex Smith back in a Niners uniform. Oh, man, that'd be nostalgia for days, man. But, yeah, let's go with that. Alex Smith, we sign him. Another team, if the Jaguars go with Trevor Lawrence, I was thinking Alex Smith could go to the Jaguars as a mentor.
I mean, when Trevor, the Jaguars go with Trevor Lawrence.
Like, when they do, yeah. It's a lock.
There's no if.
It's a lock. But I could see Alex Smith reuniting with Urban Meyer. Of course, he played for him at Utah. Mentoring Trevor Lawrence, both were number one overall picks. I could see that happening, but for the sake of the Niners, I want to see Alex Smith back. That's some of my bias talking, but let's go with Alex Smith to the 49ers here.
Can you imagine? Like, I would be so happy. I'm not a Niners fan, but that just sounds like just the perfect move because he was disrespected by the football team. Honestly, they just kind of forced him out.
Yeah.
And who better to kind of re-embrace him than the 49ers, take him back into their arms? Like, that'd just be so awesome. But I'm gonna finish this exercise up with two moves.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I really think that the Teddy Bridgewater trade would happen in this scenario. I think they trade, you know, maybe a fourth and a future fifth or something like that for Teddy Bridgewater. So then it's Alex Smith and Teddy B in that quarterback room. You've still got CJ Beathard, Nick Mullins, and Josh Rosen. A couple of those guys will be cut and not go anywhere. In the final move, I'm going to have the Jaguars signing Ryan Fitzpatrick to be a mentor sitting behind Trevor Lawrence. I just feel like it's not a quarterback offseason where he doesn't find a new team. And I think he goes to the Jaguars. He's sitting behind Trevor Lawrence. Just a great person to be there to teach Trevor about everything about the NFL. Like, honestly, other than like Tom Brady or Aaron, I don't even know. I would honestly take, other than Tom Brady, I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick would be the guy that like I would want to teach my young quarterback about the NFL. Like,
interesting.
Like maybe even over Tom Brady. Like, just, you know, I think Tom Brady's great at coaching teams, but like we saw how he felt about Jimmy G behind him. Like, I just feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick should, I don't know, if I were a coach or if I was a young quarterback, I would want Ryan Fitzpatrick there. But that's going to finish up this little exercise.
Check this out. Quick note though, since before we ended, the Dolphins did not do anything with Tua. So that was the one I never threw that out.
And I'd stick with Tua if I were them. So.
And I would too, yeah. I think Tua should get one more year. So just throwing that out in our scenario, you know, a quick transition from Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins. I'm not going to move Tua anywhere, but yeah, I think that was one thing that we didn't do.
looks like they're staying strong. And unlike what people like Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith are saying right now, it's crazy that Tua is kind of being thrown to wolves by his own players.
Right, but yeah.
That's going to wrap up this exercise and this episode. We thank you guys so much for listening. Let us know, like, Go to our Instagram or our Twitter and let us know what you thought of this exercise. I had a ton of fun.
This was wild.
I don't know about
man.
You.
This was a bigger off script play than Patrick Mahomes on third down, going all over,
right?
Throwing it, you know, back to the end of it.
But you know what? If you guys enjoyed it, we had a ton of fun. Just so let us know how it came out, what you guys thought of it, and if you really liked it, we'll do the same thing here with the NFL mock draft. We'll do this an off script, you know, on the fly mock draft. If you guys enjoyed this, but thank you guys so much for listening to this episode.
With trades.
I love it. We will see you next time.